He is about to become our 44th president. The inauguration of Barack Obama is 1 week from today. How well do we know him? We're about to find out. We're joined by Dr. Diana Sheets, political commentator, author, professional blogger. Her blog, her political blog, is literarygulag.com. Dr. Sheets, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. One of the things I found reading literarygulag.com was a statement you made. Unlike community organizing, unlike his tenure in both the Illinois Senate and the U.S. Senate, the actions of his presidency will be consequential. I know what the word consequential means, but what do you mean by that statement?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that Barack Obama has been formed by the values that in academe have been called postmodern, and it means that everything is relative and there's nothing that's really concrete or certain. So he's really transitioning to a very different place right now. Everything that he does will have a consequence, and you just can't simply go around saying one thing to one constituency and another to another. You're going to have to enact legislation and stand behind it. So this is fundamentally different than how he built his career.
If you were part of Barack Obama's inner circle that's trying to develop his inauguration speech next week, what would you tell him to include in that speech?
Well, obviously one of the things he'll have to address is the real concern and fear and pain that many Americans are feeling about their jobs and where the economy's going. And, you know, that sort of thing he's very good at. But he's going to have to give them some sense of where he's going to take our society and where we can expect to be in 6 months to a year. That's really what I would expect that he would be focusing on.
There's so many that want Obama to succeed because, let's face it, it's a dramatic change in leadership for our country. What is it about Obama that makes him so likable?
Well, he has this ability to appeal to many, many different types of Americans, and he speaks in broad generalities so that everybody can interpret what he says according to his or her own views. And that's one of his great, great strengths. There's this ambiguity about what he's going to do, and everyone interprets whatever he says according to his or her own perspective.
I wouldn't disagree with what you said there, and as Charity set up, that the man is very likable. I don't think it's any secret here that I did not vote for him. And the reason I didn't is because I didn't know anything about him, and I couldn't find out anything about him. So you tell me, did the American public know just exactly who it was that they elected?
No, they didn't. And you're not alone. There are a number of people, even on the academic left, who were noting that. I mean, there's a professor, Simon Critchie, who's the head of the philosophy department at the New School in New York. It's a very left school. And he said, basically, who is this man? You know, every time I look deeper into what his philosophies are, I know less. So I think that's America's biggest concern, that they don't know who this person is. And I have suggested that, you know, he could have many selves or maybe even no self at all. And that's part of his charm, that people can read whatever they want into him. But it's also a real concern that many Americans have.
Bottom line for me, what can we expect from the Democratic Party itself over the next four, possibly over the next 8 years?
Well, I think what's very interesting is that he's been proving so far in terms of how he's been positioning the policies to be actually very centrist. And I think he wants to govern not only for the first 4 years, but for a two-term administration. So he's been actually putting forward remarkably pragmatic and relatively moderate policies. And this has been bothering a lot of left liberals. So, for instance, Paul Krugman, the economist who just won the Nobel Prize, has been talking about how, you know, $300 billion of his stimulus program are basically a business tax program and a payroll tax cut, which isn't making left liberals feel very good. But I think Barack Obama has a very strong sense that Americans want a government from the center, but they do want an economic stimulus to try to get the economy moving. And so that's pretty much how I expect he'll govern.
Political commentator, author, and professional blogger, Dr. Diana Sheets, and her political blog, literarygulag.com.